You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Is Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi. Here now, Tony Bruschi.
There is surveillance footage from a Lowe's in Danvers, Massachusetts, January 1st, 2023, New Year's Day. The store is mostly empty because it's a holiday and normal people are home nursing hangovers or watching football, but there's a man walking through the cleaning supply aisle. He's wearing a face covering. He's wearing blue latex gloves, and he's pushing a cart that's filling up with items you don't buy unless you're about to do something you never want anyone to find out about. Hacksaw, hatchet, fixed blade, utility knife, Tyvek suit, mops, buckets, cleaning rags, sanding materials. Hey, we're here to help. What else can we get for you, sir? What else would you use to clean up body parts? I'm surprised that that's not part of this. Maybe he got someone at the store that was hard of hearing and that just was never picked up. Who knows? I mean, anything is possible at this point. He gets to the self-checkout, kiosk, bags, everything himself. Well, the clerk scans it through. The total comes to $463.23. He pays with $500 bills, cash, no card, no trace, other than the cameras that are capturing every moment of this. Then he pushes the cart back out to the parking lot, loads it in his vehicle, and drives off into the sunset. You know, I believe they were calling him Wildfire. No, okay. That man, according to prosecutors, is Brian Walsh. And according to prosecutors, his wife, Anna, had been dead for less than 24 hours at this point. Good day for a spring cleaning, eh? Today was day six for his murder trial in Norfolk Superior Court, and the Commonwealth spent most of it showing the jury exactly what Brian Walsh did in the hours and days after Anna Walsh disappeared. They played surveillance footage, they introduced receipts, they called employees from Lowe's, CVS, Walgreens, Stop and Shop, a liquor store in Swampscott to the stand, and then they brought in a crime lab specialist who walked jurors through what investigators found when they tested the items Walsh allegedly threw away. And then they said, open bar! Because everybody was in the same conference room at the Holodome when all this was going on. And it was like, whoa! The hacksaw tested positive for blood. So did the hatchet, which carried a greasy, oil-like residue that the specialist said is consistent with cutting onto human tissue. The hammer came back positive. The tin snips came back positive. Towels, slippers, a yellow smiley face sponge, rolled up carpet fragments with visible blood clots and strands of human hair. All of it positive for blood. Gosh, I knew if I would have known we were going to have smiley face sponge come up here in the show, I would have brought in it as a prop. Because can't you just picture him like scrubbing away at something, and he's just like leaning over it, and he's getting this like look on his face, like that dopey look he has, where it's, I know more than you do. I have a Nintendo. You have an Atari. Am I holding back some things from you all? And that's a little past regression there? Might be. Anyway, but is he that dope? Yes, he is. He is. So can't you just picture this man scrubbing away? The only thing that's smiling back at him is the kitchen smiley sponge. And a smile comes to his face, and he brushes his hair back. Gotta look good for the sponge, don't you? Today's sponge. I heard it. Elaine has a few. A kitchen knife hidden in a cabinet above the refrigerator in the Walsh home. That, on top of everything else we just talked about, all positive for blood. But here's where it gets interesting, because the defense in this case isn't arguing that Brian Walsh didn't dispose of his wife's body. He already pled guilty to that. He admitted to misleading police and improperly handling human remains. What he's fighting is a murder charge. His lawyers say Anna Walsh died suddenly and unexpectedly in their bed, some kind of medical event, and Brian, terrified that no one would believe him, got panicked and got rid of her body and kept custody of their three kids. Yeah. So the question isn't whether he cut her up. The question is whether he killed her first. And that's where the forensic testimony today became a problem for the defense, because crime lab specialist Matthew Sheehan didn't just tell the jury what tested positive for blood. He told them what didn't. The bedroom. The room where the defense says Anna died peacefully in her sleep. Had white residue on the floor and an area where the varnish appeared to have been removed. Investigators dug up a section of that flooring looking for biological evidence. They found nothing. The ceiling had a hole in it, but the insulation was undisturbed. The closet was exhumated, nothing. The bed was visually inspected, no visible stains, no testing conducted. Defense attorney Larry Tipton asked Sheehan directly, there's nothing in that bedroom that indicates that anything forensic was found in that bedroom. Sheehan's answer, correct. The bathrooms on the second floor tested the sinks, the showers, the cleaning squeegees, all negative. The stairway from the second floor to the first, no blood on the stairs, the railing, or the wall. But the basement, that's where we kind of get to Amityville Horror blood room territory. That's a different story. Sheehan's labeled A through G on the basement floor, all positive for blood, a stain in the support beam behind the stairwell, positive, a stain near the pile of black trash bags. Yep, you guessed it, positive. The broken bottom step had a purple residue from the chemical testing. So you got a bedroom that's forensically clean, bathrooms that are clean, stairs that are clean, and a basement floor covered in blood right next to the trash bags. I call Mr. Yellow in the basement. But what did he use? Well, clearly anything he had around him, because he's got hacksaws, you got knives, you got God knows what. And that's just the shit they found. Usually killers get rid of some stuff and not everything is found. Who knows? But he is kind of a dope, so there is that. If Anna died of natural causes in her bed, how did her blood end up on the floor in the basement? Well, the state's medical examiner, Dr. Richard Atkinson, took to the stand earlier in the day, and the defense went on hard with him on cross. Larry Tipton walked him through every possible scenario for sudden unexplained death, cardiac events, pulmonary issues, asphyxiation. That's okay, yeah. I don't know, you would have bring that word up in this context, neurological disturbances. You got Atkinson to concede that, yes, people can die suddenly without warning. Yes, it can happen to young, healthy people. Yes, it can happen during sleep, after travel, after stress, even after sex. Yes, someone can appear to move or speak right up until the moment of death. Tipton was building a world where Anna Walsh could have simply died in bed without any prior symptoms, and Brian, finding her that way, made a catastrophically bad decision about what to do next. But then the prosecutor got Atkinson back on redirect, and the medical examiner made one thing very clear. Sudden unexpected death in a healthy 39-year-old woman is pretty rare for someone with no medical history. It's definitely not common at all. And when asked specifically about sudden arrhythmia, the kind of electrical heart disturbance Tipton kept circling back to, Atkinson said it belongs at the very bottom of the list of possible explanations in this case. He also pointed out something the jury already knows but needed to hear from a medical professional. His office could not determine a cause or manner of death because there was no body to autopsy. The signs of sudden death, clotting, bleeding around the brainstem, cardiac abnormalities, those would typically be visible during an autopsy, but there's no body to autopsy. Brian Walsh saw to that. He's already pled guilty to improperly disposing of his wife's remains. The footage from the liquor store is a detail that's going to stay with people, though. Vinon Liquors in Swampscott. Come on down this weekend. It's 2-for-1. I'm not making any advertisement for Vin Liquors in Swampscott. Come on down this weekend. Free suckers for the kids. What? That's all we can advertise legally on the radio. Oh, it's liquor out. Yes, free sucker. It's the only thing we have that's free. There you go. Hey, there's some states that know exactly what I'm talking about because there are laws like that. Anyway, a place Walsh frequented on weekends was Swampscott Liquors, where he went for the free suckers. The manager testified that they all knew him. Said he was the kind of customer who hung around longer than most, made conversation with the staff. I bet that was some, gems of conversation. Can you imagine those? Oh, my God. On New Year's Day, Walsh pulled into the parking lot. The store was closed for the holiday. He sat in the driver's seat for a while. Then he got out wearing a face covering, walked to the back of his vehicle, popped the trunk, pulled out a trash bag, and carried it to the loading dock. He tossed it into the dumpster and left. Police later recovered that dumpster. Inside, they found carpet fragments with blood clots and human hair. You went to your liquor store and you dumped that? What kind of a sacrilegious alcoholic are you? I'm not saying he's an alcoholic. I'm just making a joke. They found a piece of Gucci jewelry, a charm without a chain, the word Gucci, engraved on one side. Anna Walsh owned Gucci jewelry. The prosecution also called two of Anna's co-workers to testify about their interactions with Brian in the days after she vanished. Teresa Marchis, who worked in HR at Tishman Speyer, said she first spoke with Brian on January 4th, 2023, 3 days after the claims, or he claims, that Anna left for that work emergency. Brian told her he hadn't seen his wife since New Year's Day. He said she'd left early in the morning to handle something urgent at work. Marchis checked. There was no work emergency on January 1st. She asked Brian if Anna had any mental health issues. He said no. He said they just had a wonderful holiday with friends. He was polite, calm, pleasant even. Later that day, Marchis conferenced in Hugh Dunleavy, the company's head of security and former Secret Service agent. She introduced Brian to Dunleavy, and he told him he was ex-Secret Service and that Brian would be in good hands. And then something happened. Brian Walsh, who had been calm and cordial, suddenly sounded like he was crying. He said he needed a minute. I guess if you just did all that shit, I think, and you're introduced like, oh, I want to let you know my wife's dead. She's missing. Even though you just chopped her up. The first person is it like, you're so sorry to hear it. This is HR. They're going to, we're going to get you, whatever benefits, however we can help you. We had a nice casserole that rose down the hall. Now, the first thing you get is, and by the way, yes, come over here, sir. We have a Secret Service agent. He's going to be helping from here on out. We were just talking with Jennifer Coffendaffer about Luigi Mangione just the other day. And she shared, and I was remiss to this, I guess. He had wet himself at the McDonald's when he was arrested. There's photos of him, and he's wet himself. And she said it's a very common thing to have happen. Makes me wonder if there had been a camera on him in this moment of nice to meet you, former secrets service of secrets. See, like what is that secret society? That service of secrets. Oh, that one. Yeah. Love to have been in that room. So he started crying. 20 to 30 seconds later, he was composed again. Dunleavy asked Brian how Anna had traveled back to D.C. Brian said he didn't know, which contradicted what he'd said earlier about her flying out for an emergency. Dunleavy asked if Brian had used Find My iPhone to locate her. Brian said no. No. Dunleavy asked if Brian had reported his wife missing. Brian said no. Dunleavy told him he needed to call the police immediately. You fucking idiot. I added that part. He said he would personally call Cohasset PD himself if Brian didn't, and Brian said he would. I gotcha, dude. I gotcha. There's also the matter of the life insurance. Anna Walsh had a policy through her employer worth two times her annual salary. She made about $220,000 a year. That's roughly $500,000. That would be the insurance policy then. The beneficiaries were Brian Walsh and their three children. Murchie's confirmed that Brian never contacted the company to change Anna's benefits. The lowest footage from January 4th is almost darkly absurd. Brian Walsh shows up at Weymouth location with one of his sons. The child's face is blurred in the video, thank goodness. He's scanning items at a self-checkout kiosk. At one point, he hands the scanner to the kid. The store employee walks over to help. Brian glances at his phone, picks up a large box, and walks out. with his son beside him 3 days after allegedly murdering his wife and, by his own admission, disposing of her remains. He's running errands with his child. The prosecution is moving fast. Judge Diane Fern told jurors that on Friday, that the trial, originally estimated for 4.5 weeks, will likely wrap up in 3. The Commonwealth is already about a third of the way through their case. They've shown the jury the digital evidence, the text messages, the Google searches. They've walked them through the tools recovered from the dumpster and the blood found in the basement. They've introduced the surveillance footage of a masked man bearing cleanup supplies with cash on the day his wife disappeared. And now they're laying out the forensic picture: blood on the hacksaw, blood on the hatchet, blood on the hammer, blood on the carpet, blood in the basement, but not in the bedroom, not in the bathrooms, not on the stairs, and most importantly to Michael Jackson, you all knew it was coming, not on the dance floor. The defense is betting everything on reasonable doubt. They're hoping the jury looks at the lack of a body, the absence of forensic evidence in the bedroom, and the possibility, however remote, that Anna Walsh died of natural causes and her husband simply made the worst decision of his life in the aftermath. But there's a piece of Gucci jewelry sitting in an evidence bag right now. It was found in a rolled-up carpet stained with her blood clots and human hair, pulled from a dumpster behind a liquor store that was closed on New Year's Day. A dumpster that Brian Walsh drove to alone with a trash bag in his trunk. That's not panic. It's a plan. Your thoughts in the comments section. Would love to hear them on YouTube. Hitting Killers with Tony Brewski is where you'll find us. If you're listening to us on the podcast platform, please do check us out there. And no matter where you're at, if you could do me a favor, if you're liking our commentary, you're liking what we're doing here and how we're doing the show, please leave us a positive review over on Apple Podcasts. Really would appreciate that. Take 2 seconds, just leave us a nice review. We really, really appreciate that. Helps us be found and more people to be part of our program. So thank you so much for that. Until next time, I'm Tony Brewski. We will talk again.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Brewski and the Hidden Killers podcast.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect to your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.